Welcome to the Hot Lava Podcast. Kevin AC. I'm standing actually on the field at Wrigley Field watching Padres take batting practice for the start of a three-game series against the Cubs. Jay Posner, you are in San Diego. Jay, what are we talking about here? Because we need to get this thing going because the Padres Cubs first pitch is at 11:10 your time.
I think it's 11:20, but we'll give you that. I know it's.
Jay. You know what I say. If you're on time, you're late. So.
I know it's very, 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 very hot and uncomfortable there. So I'm sure it's already frying your brain a little bit. So we'll give you the 10 minutes. I will tell you, it's quite comfortable here in San Diego, Kevin.
Nice of you. Look,
Can you tell him to turn down that organ music a little bit?
I think it's just beautiful, and it goes along with what I was going to say. Any inconveniences or background noise for a podcast? I'm standing at Wrigley Field. The ivy is in bloom. People are like, yeah, this is just one of the great places to watch a ball game. I'll tell you that. And the players love it.
Well, we'll see how the pitchers and everybody loves it today when it's. When the heat index is 110 today and tomorrow, it'd be interesting to see how that affects even, you know, use of pitchers. I mean, you would figure that guys might wear out a little bit quicker having to be in the heat like that, going to shoot for some quick innings. And for the Padres facing a very good team, the Cubs 52-44, they're two games up in the NL Central. I think most people would expect to see them in the postseason, and which segues into the fact that, can we finally agree that the Padres are not going to the postseason this year, which I think I've said all year, I know you've said pretty much all year, that that's not going to happen and we should start focusing on the trade deadline here?
Well, you, Jay, have said it all year because you have that freedom, and I have basically said it all year. As a beat writer, try to be a little more, like, temperate in what I say.
Sure.
But I think that everybody, and the way I'll explain it is this, within the organization, if you're not wearing a uniform, because the guys in uniform, I mean, you have to, you'd be like, wait a minute, what? They don't think they can make the playoffs?
Right.
They're not
right.
Playing to make the playoffs? And AJ Preller, Ron Fowler, Josh Stein, everybody in the personnel department has, yes, we're going to try and make the best team for 19. But I base what I see and what I hear. And the Padres have never thought that 2019 was the year. So the answer to your question is, yes, on to the trade deadline. And I would say, even more likely, on to the offseason in terms of this team continuing to build toward what they do believe. Like, excuse is over. Even the people I talked to this week, again, 2020, we're not going to be better than the Dodgers. We are going to be a wild card team, is how the Padres organization thinks.
Right. No, I think that seems realistic. I mean, it's not going to be easy to ever catch up to the Dodgers, and certainly not in the near future, based on the assets that they have. And even, I mean, let's be honest, even in the long term, with the advantages that they have going for them, and face it, they also have some really smart people in that organization, just like the Padres do. But the Dodgers have a great array of talent, and if they don't have talent, they're able to go out and purchase it. And, of course, the Padres have done the same thing. I mean, they spent a lot of money on Eric Hosmer, spent a lot of money on Manny Machado, spent a lot of money on Will Myers. Okay. So where do things stand with Will Myers? Is he, at this point, the world's most expensive? Well, maybe not most expensive, but a very expensive bench player from here on out, basically?
Who really... isn't even that. I mean, look no further than yesterday. He was the first guy off the bench in a situation that Will Myers would not have been the guy to use in that situation. But they saved Josh Naylor for later. Ian Kinsler was the guy for later if necessary. Will Myers, what, he pinch hit in the fifth?
Right.
You know, was it the fourth? No, it was the fifth.
No, it was the fifth.
I was surprised at how lost Luis Urias looked when he was up here. When you take into account Will Myers' salary, Will Myers' experience, Will Myers' accomplishments in the major league, the level of loss right now is baffling everyone. And so I would anticipate that there's something with, they can't let it go on like this. And basically, for weeks now, basically, people in the organization are saying the same thing to me. It's up to him. as in, you know, like, we've done all we can. That doesn't mean they're not continuing to work with Will. But, I mean, my gosh, if there was a snake oil salesman who came through town, they would, you know, probably, you know, buy something for Will and have Will try it while he did yoga and aerobics and, you know, changed his swing. I mean, they have tried everything. So all that anyone's saying for sure right now is something has to change. And look, they can't even, they're not going to swap another bad contract. So that what that means is even if they swap a bad contract, which does not seem likely right now, they need to at least get half of what is due to Will Myers back. So that's $10 million a year. Easier said than done.
Well, it's certainly one thing to watch. And another thing to watch is you had a story up this morning on the Padres having interest, which long rumored, in Noah Syndergaard and Trevor Bauer, and I'm sure a lot of other players as well. Update us all on the trade situation. You know, we are, what, 12 days away from July 31st right now, and where do things stand?
A couple interesting things to me, and I'll go with the headline grabber first, and that is Noah Syndergaard is the guy that they're really interested in. Now, that doesn't mean it won't be Trevor Bauer, but they believe Noah Syndergaard's upside. First of all, second of all, he's got an extra year of control, and they believe he's, you know, he's a better pitcher. So, and Trevor Bauer also comes with some other things that wouldn't rule him out, but there's some idiosyncrasies there, Jay, that they're not entirely sure that they want to bring on or that they have to bring on. Remember, they have Trevor or they have Garrett coming back in September. They have Nelson Lamed, Luis Patino, Mackenzie Gore. They want another ace or near ace, and that's why Syndergaard and Bauer are their targets. And that has been the case when they were 500 coming at the break, and that is the case if they go to 500 today and 600 tomorrow and 700 the next day. Because like we kind of talked about already and have been talking about all year, this is a long-term play. Those guys, one of those guys would help make the Padres better this year. It would make their record better this year. Heck, could it help them get into a wild card if other people collapse? Sure. That's not what this is about. It's about 2020.
And what are we looking at in terms of what they're willing to give up? You know, my brother lives in Cleveland. I got a message from him this morning about the stories, you know, going around about particularly about Bauer. And he wrote back and said, TATIS. And I said, I don't think that's happening.
Well, that's the beauty of why this is more likely now, Jay, is that people know that Tatis is not available, right?
Right.
They know, like last year where the Padres bluffing, they're not going to give up Luis Patino. Look, if they wanted to give up Patino or Tatis or Gore last year, Noah Syndergaard could be here, and so could Chris Archer. And heck, they could have remade their whole rotation, but that's not going to happen. So in a way, that's a big part of how trades get done, is what's the basis and what do people think and know about what the Padres are doing. And so now they know, hey, look, Adrian Morahone is available, Luis Urias is available, Luis Patino and Mackenzie Gore are not. Basically, everybody but Mackenzie Gore and Patino, and you know, that you would think of in the names, are available.
And Tatis, let's throw him in there.
Well, of course.
Right.
Like, look, okay. Tatis is, like, as I wrote this morning, a million billion times closer to a six-year contract from the Padres than he is to being traded in the next 6 years. So that's yeah. I think we almost can go without saying there. But, and Jay, you know, I got in late last night and I just lost my train of thought, but I know that we are, I will say that there's been interest in Morahone. There's been interest in Luis Urias. And I know that the Mets, and again, this is like one of the reasons that this time of the year gets, you know, teams talk about a lot of things, but I believe that Luis Urias will be called up soon. The Padres are not holding him down because they don't want his trade value to go down if he stinks again in the majors. He'll be up, but Luis Urias could be moved at any time between, you know, tomorrow and the start of the 2020 season. He's available, and I believe that the Mets are one of the teams that are interested.
Right. The only thing I was going to say is, do you see, and I wouldn't expect a complete list, but do you see anybody else that's untouchable besides the people we mentioned, anyone else in the minors?
Some of the younger infielders, obviously, would be taking Urias' place.
Right, you can't trade all of them. Right.
Right, and are very exciting. Some of the new guys they've gotten, obviously your top draft pick. And so maybe that's why I should, have a list in front of me and, just be all prepared. But I am standing on Wrigley Field.
I think you mentioned that.
There, I'm sweating like a dog, Dave. It's like, you know what a good dresser I am.
Oh,
anyway.
Sharp dress, man.
Oh, sweat. There are some, the names that you're thinking of, like, well, wait a minute, who would be their second baseman? Who's going to be their center fielder in the future? There are more untouchables, let's say. But the fact is, like, I really believe, based on the conversations I've been having for a month or more with people in the organization, as well as some of the other, like, people on the periphery of other clubs, scouts and such, that those three might be the only truly untouchable. Like it really depends on who you're offering. But you're not offering them anybody for Tatis, Patino, or Gore. I guess unless it's, a younger Max Scherzer. So if you've got a time machine and Max Scherzer, then call them about Tatis.
Right. I was going to say, tell me who the next Mike Trout is, and and then maybe we'll talk about one of those guys. What are the chances that July 31st comes and nothing happens?
My understanding all along and even this week is that it's far more likely in the offseason for something to happen. First of all, the Padres will be under more pressure. You know what? Other teams will too. But the Padres have a 40-man roster crunch, and what that means is this year, like last year was more like, ooh, look at all these prospects. Yes, there are prospects this year, that are, or prospects and whatever you want to call them when they're almost in the majors. But there's a lot of guys that are on the 40-man roster, Ty France being one of them, pitchers, a bunch of pitchers. There's a lot of decisions that have to be made. So what the Padres are going to be doing is like packaging 2-3 guys that are like 40 man or about to be 40 man for a Noah Syndergaard and that sort of thing. So far more likely in the offseason.
All right. I'm trying to think if there's anything else we should cover, but I feel like I should.
I love when I get into a city late, get up early, and you just sort of take the reins, Jay.
I know, but I feel like I'm almost sweating, just like sympathy sweating, and we should get you out of the heat. Are you in comfort at least in the press box there?
No, the press box is open, and at least it's in the shade as opposed to what I am now.
right.
Because you also don't do a podcast in the dugout where there is, like a air conditioning type of machine, right? That's real nice. But you don't do that when players are walking by and past you and all that stuff. That's just rude. Plus, I don't want to hear, talking about possibly trading them. Because that's just rude, too. So I'm out in the sun. But, again, I want to make this clear. Not complaining, not a place in the world, and since my wife doesn't listen to this, not a place in the world I'd rather be.
All right, well, I think we've done enough. We want to get this up for people to hear before it gets too late, and we will continue on next week. You will be in New York, where I'm sure it might be, 3 degrees cooler or something, but at least a couple of night games in New York starting on Tuesday. So barring some big move over the weekend or on Monday that prompts an emergency podcast, we will be back with everyone on Tuesday. So until then, have a good weekend.
Right on. Appreciate it.